Okay, so this is Lindsay and Martha with Fest Pop, and we are here at Float Fest 2017 with Walker Lukens, an artist from Houston, Texas, currently residing in Austin. How are you doing today?
Besides being really hot, I'm doing really well.
It is extremely hot. This is even too hot for a person who's lived in Texas their entire life, which I believe is both of us.
I think the thing about a festival like this is, like, only a Texan would go to a festival at the end of July outside. You could maybe someone from Louisiana and like Mississippi, but everywhere else they'd be like, are you crazy? I'm not going
to
be outside.
I know, and the people who are really diehard are those that are floating the river and then coming to a music festival.
That's insane.
That's inhuman.
There should be a mandatory hydration period after you float the river and drink, where, like, you have to sit in a room and drink at least 2 gallons of water.
And Pedialyte.
Yeah, and Pedialyte, for sure.
That's pro tip, y'all. Pro tip. Always drink Pedialyte. So you have a new album that you just put out recently called Ain't Got a Reason. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to ask you a little bit about that. So what was kind of some of your inspiration behind it? It seems there's not necessarily, like, a consistent theme to it, but it's all very catchy, upbeat. What was your inspiration?
You know, I kind of wanted to make a record that takes the music my parents listened to when I was a kid and, like, put sort of a modern take on it. Like, take this sort of bluesy rock from the 70s stuff and, like, just put, like, a kind of modern spin on it.
Yeah, so I think it was the Chronicle, maybe, they referred to you as the non-sexually threatening version of Prince, which I think is one of the best compliments you could get.
It is a very nice compliment, and it was a really good jab, which I appreciated. That's why I like that quote, because I definitely don't take myself very seriously, so I was like, that's good. That's like two compliments and one insult.
It is. I mean, that was essentially the man's only flaw.
Yeah.
Being slightly sexually threatening. So really, you just embody all the good stuff. Anyway, that made me laugh really hard when I read that. So your new album, you have the drummer from Spoon on part of it, or all
Well,
of
he
it?
Produced it.
He produced it.
Yeah,
okay.
We made it at his studio.
How'd you guys connect?
You know, Austin's a pretty small place if you lived there for a while. And we have a mutual friend, and Jim was asking her what bands from town she likes. And she said, oh, you should check out this guy Walker. And he whipped out his phone and showed her his Shazam. And was like, this Walker? And she said, yeah. And he said, oh, I heard this song on the radio earlier today. And I was like, oh, this is cool. And she texted me and told me this and said, hey, I'm at Club DeVille, which is now Cheer of Charlie's. With Jim Eno, and he's looking to produce some bands tonight. You should come hang out. And I happened to be right down the street playing a show, so I walked over and met him, and then yada yada yada, we made an album together.
It sounds really, really great, and that's such a cool person to have as an influence.
Yeah, it's been
on
great.
It Blue Spoon's one of my favorite bands of all time, so and I know you're doing a little bit of a tour after this, kind of, or it looked like around the South,
Well, we've done a lot of touring. So we did, we were gone a lot in May and June, and we're going to go back out again in November.
Cool.
November.
Any particularly good tour stories? Anything exceptionally weird happened to you yet?
I mean, there's weird stuff all the time. In June, we played at a couple festivals, which was fun. Definitely, probably one of the most surreal experiences of my life was waking up in the artist camping area and hearing at Bonnaroo and hearing the Red Hot Chili Peppers sound checking. Because they sound check at like 8 a.m. and then the day starts, and they didn't play until, I think, 11. Mm-hmm. It was really crazy to wake up and, like, hear Anthony Kiedis.
Like, right there.
Being like, more snare. More than snare. Like, what the fuck is happening? And then I start to put it together, and I walk over there, and it's the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and they're like, jogging suits, sitting there in chairs, sound checking. It was pretty surreal.
Kind of have a little bit of a Wayne's World, I'm not worthy moment.
A little bit, yeah. Also annoyed that I got woken up at 8 a.m. after partying my ass off all night, but it was still a cool moment.
That is really cool. They're one of my favorites. Are you going to catch them at ACL, or are you going to be out and about?
I know that I'm going to be out of town for one of the weekends, but I really wanted to go. I really want to see the Gorillaz.
Don't we all?
That's what I'm most excited about seeing is the Gorillaz.
Oh my gosh, I mean, who is it?
Yeah.
So do you like the new album?
I do, yeah. I haven't had I haven't been able to spend a lot of time with it, but the other records are like some of my favorites.
Yeah, and so that's the thing that's tricky about those festival sets. It's like, how are you going to squeeze in all of my favorites?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, there's too many. So for today at Float Fest, who are you looking forward to catching? Like, who are some of your favorites?
Well, I haven't seen Weezer since I was 15, so I'm pretty excited to see Weezer.
Mm-hmm.
I've also always wanted to see MGMT live. I saw them 11 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and they were playing in a club like that fits 200 people, and they opened for Yesair. And No. Yesair opened for them, and Yesair was amazing,
mm-hmm.
and the MGMT guys were super stoned, and like just didn't seem excited. So, but it was like, I really remember the night. Like, it was still a good show, but I just would love to, I can't wait to see him at a festival.
That's going to be awesome. Are you going to, so Walker, for those that can't see him, has a very, very classy look going on with white suit, dress shirt, and it's like 100 degrees out here. So,
I bet,
how do you deal?
I bet I'll make it like two songs in the jacket, and then I'm going to take the jacket off. But, you know, I started doing this stupid thing a few years ago, so now I just got to stick with it.
That's,
you know?
Hey, we appreciate your dedication to the craft and to your style.
Thank you.
So, anyway, well, back to your album. So, on the new album, there's, like I said, a bunch of really catchy, kind of upbeat songs. What would you say are some of your favorites off of the album?
Well, you know, off the last, I think I had a reason. The recording that stuck with me the most is definitely Where is Thunder Road.
Okay, why is that? Is there something special about it?
You know, as a songwriter, I can't really... I can't create the music that I want on my own, so I think of my instrument as the band, right? So I'm used to playing with a band, and it's always cool, and I liked that song, but then when we were recording, we left this section, we're like, oh, maybe we should put some horns in there, and this guy, who's in a, his name's Mark Gonzalez, he's in Grupo Fantasma and Brownout,
mm-hmm.
he came and did a horn arrangement, and just basically, honestly, it was just him and his trombone. He laid down this horn arrangement in that middle section that I still love so much. So cool, and it was a really awesome moment as a songwriter to see someone else interpret your work to such a insane degree, you know, to really put something so beautiful, like it's its own like little concerto in the middle of the song, you know. That was a really amazing moment, just like, whoa, I wrote this little ditty and then like
it just took it to the next level.
3 days later, it's like this completely other thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
well then we'll definitely have to make sure we post that song along with this.
Cool.
So.
Awesome.
Well, have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
And try not to pass out of a heat stroke. Drink Pedialyte. So everything should be good. Thanks again for talking with us, Luke.
Thank you.